Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good afternoon, Jade McClafferty with you here from the Highland Radio News Desk. It's just gone 5 o'clock. Your headlines this hour. Around 10% of property owners have failed to pay the local property tax. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty is calling for policy intervention to protect those falling victim to scams. The people of Donegal are being urged to stay safe when engaging in water activities this weekend. Police in Derry are continuing their investigation into sectarian hate crime which took place on Monday. These stories in full to follow along with the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore and your weekend and in your week and note with Colm Furter. But first in news. Around 10% of property owners have failed to pay the local property tax. Revenue has sent about 150,000 letters to people for non-compliance with the tax. Owners had a deadline of January 10th to update details with revenue, and those that didn't were sent the letters. Head of Revenue's LPT branch, Katie Clare, says roughly half of those contacted have since paid.
And over the last number of weeks, we have written to over 150,000 property owners who have yet to put payment arrangements in place to remind them to do so. And since we started sending out those letters, more than half have already corrected their position. So they've either paid their liability in full or they've set up a payment arrangement to satisfy their liability.
Former US President Bill Clinton rang leaders involved in talks that led to the Good Friday Agreement for two nights as the deadline to reach a deal approached. Those who took part in the talks have been reflecting on the intense pressure to reach a deal in 1998. This year marks the 25th anniversary of the agreement, which aimed to bring an end to the troubles in Northern Ireland, which resulted in thousands of deaths and injuries. Former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern says Bill Clinton's intervention was massive.
I think having the power of the President of the United States ringing, conveying messages of cajoling and, you know, promising support for the United States, promising economic support and helping in where we would go from here if we could get an agreement, it was massive, and he did that for two full nights.
Drone delivery could be commonplace in Ireland within years, according to the CEO of Manna. The drone delivery company has been delivering takeaways in North County Dublin for the past number of months. The service has been successful in Balbriggan, with 40% of the population there having used it. Head of regulation at Manna, Kevin Houston, says the business has been a success and they plan to expand.
Here in Ireland, our expectation is in 2024 that it will be normalised, that the unit economics will be right for Manna. The regulator has been very supportive to date. If we continue that path, I can see that happening in Ireland, in suburban locations throughout Ireland.
Sinn Féin says it's critical the government increases its housing supply to offset the crisis across the country. The National Children's Hospital is facing potential delays due to the shortage of accommodation in the area. Construction of the project is due to be completed by the end of March next year. Deputy David Culnane says the government's housing targets are far too low.
But the first step has to be, from my perspective, for the government to at the very least reach their own targets for social and affordable housing, but look at the targets which have been called upon, not just by Sinn Féin, but by the ESRI and others, to ratchet up supply of social and affordable homes. I think that's what's really necessary. Other options can be looked at as well, if that helps to alleviate the pressure.
A vigil is being organised to remember a woman who died tragically in Limerick on Tuesday. The woman, aged in her 20s and originally from Romania, was found dead in an apartment on the Dock Road. A 26-year-old man has been arrested in the north in connection to the incident and is being questioned in Belfast. Councillor Eliza O'Donovan lives near the crime scene and says the community is still reeling from what happened.
We will be organising a vigil in the coming week, probably going to be on Thursday in Bedford Row, and certainly we'd be encouraging people to come along to that, to pay their respects, and I guess to show that, you know, this sort of action is absolutely not condoned in Limerick, and we absolutely stand against violence against women in this community.
The people of Donegal are being urged to stay safe when engaging in water activities this weekend. The Joint Water Safety Appeal has been issued by Coast Guard RNLI and Water Safety Ireland. Ciara Noble has more.
A joint water safety appeal has been issued by the Coast Guard, ORNLI and Water Safety Ireland this Easter Bank holiday weekend. It comes with the expectation of more people getting on the water with the brighter evenings and better weather. However, spring tides this weekend increase the pre-existing level of risk associated with water sports and activities. The following water safety advice is being issued. If heading out on the water or visiting the coast, ensure to check weather conditions and tides. Carry a reliable means of raising the alarm. Let someone know where you're going and when you plan to return. When swimming, acclimatise slowly to water temperatures. A wetsuit is recommended for this and to keep warm in the cold water. Wear a bright swim cap to increase your visibility and never swim alone. If you're kayaking, canoeing or paddleboarding, ensure you have a means of calling for help when on the water. Wear a life jacket or buoyancy aid. And when exploring somewhere new, seek knowledge from experienced practitioners in the area.
Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty is calling for policy intervention to protect those falling victim to scams. The Sinn Féin finance spokesperson says that Ireland is behind in what he has described as planned robbery. A woman who was scammed on both sides of the border was able to recoup her losses in the north, but nothing could be done in relation to her southern bank account.
We've heard of people who've lost their entire savings in relation to this. Some of these scams aren't small money. They can be quite sophisticated and quite large. We have an individual who had who was involved in a scam on both sides of the border in relation to the money that they lost in the north. They were able to get it all back because there are greater protections there. But the money that happened that she lost in the south through a southern bank account, that's simply gone. It's gone and it's not coming back because the protections don't exist. As I said, we need greater protections. We shouldn't be allowing social media companies to take revenue from scammers who are advertising on the likes of Facebook and other platforms these scams. The social media company is benefiting from it, and they are basically turning a blind eye to the fact that this is, organised robbery that has taken place on their websites. And so there has to be accountability here. We've seen the Netherlands, we've seen Britain already take steps forward in relation to greater protections. And what I want to do is I want to make sure that people are protected better than they are currently at this point in time. If the scammers are successful in taking their money, that there's a way for them to recoup some of it back.
If you believe you have been caught in a scam, contact your bank immediately. That's the advice of Paul O'Brien from Bank of Ireland Security Group. It's reporting a surge of texts from scammers posing as operators from Ireland's e-toll and motoring services. Paul says it's easy to fall victim to the con as the messages appear legitimate.
It'll bring you to a website that looks very like the real thing, and it will ask you for personal details. Then most importantly, from the fraudster's perspective, it'll ask you things for like your credit card number, your debit card number, or your online banking details. Best thing, don't click at all. Don't give any information. If you have been caught, let your bank know. Let us know straight away. We have a 24/7 free phone emergency fraud line.
Councillor Michael McClafferty is renewing his call for deer culling following a doe found dead on the N56 outside Creashla this morning. Councillor McClafferty says every deer that is hit is one deer too many, and it's only a matter of time before a serious accident occurs. He is also urging for those who find themselves in a collision with a deer to record the incident and report it to Gardaí in hopes of highlighting the gravity of the situation.
Now, once again, I've been calling yes for a deer call now for a long time, and definitely that needs to happen. But also as well, my biggest fear is something serious is going to happen before serious action is taken. Because my understanding is this situation of talking about the deers and the earnest has actually started back in 2011. We're sitting here 12 years later, still no culling going on as such, no nothing happening, no fences going up along the major hotspots, if you like, anyway, which would be a help, I'm led to believe. Down the Midlands, down other places throughout Ireland. They have done this in particular on new roads and that. They've done this in earnest. I have mentioned this to Donegal County Council at our last meeting there in the Glenties MD with no feedback on it as such yet anyway. No satisfaction as such or feedback. And my biggest fear is here, I've said before and I'll say it again, that somebody's going to come on deer or deer someday pouncing at the front of the middle of the road. Two things are going to happen today. They're going to hit them, which like happened this morning, it's happened numerous times, and the possibility of the deer coming through the one screen, or the other possibility is they could swerve to avoid them and they could hit oncoming cars, or they could end up in a ditch themselves or banking and get seriously injured, if not worse. It is just not good enough. Every deer gets hit at the minute. It's one too many. Action needs to be taken, Donna Marie. Until action is taken, nothing's going to change.
Police in Derry are continuing their investigation into a sectarian hate crime which took place on Monday. The incident occurred in the Shipkey Place where a girl was attacked by a number of other girls. Officers are currently speaking with witnesses and a number of locals identified suspects, but anyone with additional information is asked to come forward. Irish hospitals are taking a risk in relaxing the rules around mask wearing, according to a leading health professor. Staff, patients and visitors will no longer be required to wear a mask from April 19th, although they are still advised in certain situations. The easing of the rules comes despite the reporting of 26 COVID outbreaks associated with hospitals last week. Professor Anthony Steyn says COVID rates in the community are still quite high.
Hospitals and nursing homes are places where people at the highest risk are highly concentrated. There's lots of people with cancer, lots of people with immunosuppression, and lots of people with various infections, some of which turn out to be COVID and many of which obviously do not. But we're in a situation where COVID rates in the community are still relatively high.
Two-fifths of parents say they become stressed over entertaining their kids during the school break. PGL Adventures found 60% of parents rely on screen time to keep their children busy over the holidays. They report having to work when their kids are off school can be demanding and it's difficult to juggle it all. Owen Moran, founder of Cogni Kids, had this advice for parents with young children.
So what I would suggest is just figure out what in your day do you need assistance with and why are you resorting to a screen? Is there some other activity that you can let your child do? You know, if it's a little one, can you pop them in a playpen? Older toddlers, can you give them some activities to do? And sometimes it does take a little bit of planning, maybe the night before, just have a little activity pack.
More than a third of Irish people plan to buy more than five Easter eggs over the bank holiday weekend. A survey for a repack found 5% of participants expect to receive eight eggs or more. We asked these people on Grafton Street in Dublin how they ate their eggs.
I've seen the ads for like Baileys and they're putting the Baileys in with the ice cream and all that. It seems pretty messy, not for me.
I sometimes break them in half and put ice cream in them.
I saw a video of like someone with a chocolate milkshake inside it, but I haven't tried that yet.
I smashed my head against it until it opens.
We'll now go to a short commercial break, but we'll be back with sport, weather and a nuked just shortly after. Welcome back. Now I'll put you in the capable hands of Chris Ashmore at the sports desk for all your latest.
Thanks, Jade. We start with golf. Rory McIlroy is 3 over par and at the Masters. He's out on the course at the moment. And certainly not a good day for him at the moment. And he'll be hoping to pick things up as the round continues. He's only played 6 holes, so 3 over. And he's a long way adrift of the leader. And that's Brooks Koepka, who is currently 4 under for the round and 11 under for the tournament. He has played 13 holes. Shane Lowry, meanwhile, tees off from 4 under par inside the next 15 minutes. He's currently in a tie for 7th. And Seamus Power starts from 1 over at 5:30. Matthew McLean is 5 over after 3 holes today. Moving on to soccer, and in the SSE Airtricity League First Division tonight, Finn Harps make the long trip to Kerry for what will be an historic first ever meeting between the sides. After being heavily beaten 7-1 in Waterford last time out, Harps will be hoping to bounce back with a victory over a Kerry side who are newcomers to the league and who are still seeking a first competitive win at senior level, while former Harps captain Gavin Cullen feels that it could be a tricky game for the Donegal side.
For Harps, the expectation is they be able to go beat them, but the two teams are struggling. And you just never know, and home advantage could count in the game, and as the Harps, the players and the young players that they have, the heads could be down from last week, and like if they were to concede first, you would fear, you know.
Well, elsewhere, Bray host Athlone, Waterford go to Cove, Longford face Treaty United, and leaders Galway United are away to Wexford as they seek an 8th win on the trot. In the Premier Division, leaders Bohemians face a big test of their title credentials tonight. They take on reigning champions Shamrock Rovers from 7:45 at a sold-out Dalymount Park. Elsewhere, Derry City host Drogheda United, while Sligo Rovers go to Dundalk. Bottomside UCD face Dublin neighbours Shelburne. St Pat's are in action against Cork City. And the death is taking place of former Derry City chairman Jack McCauley. He served on the board of directors and was chairman and also vice president of the club. Tributes have been paid today following his sad passing, and he was also involved in a range of community organisations in Derry City. Well, tomorrow it's a big day once again for Coghill Celtic. The Ulster Senior League kingpins take on Dublin side St Mochta's in the first round of the FAI Senior Cup. Essentially, this is a preliminary round, as whoever wins will book their place in the second round, and that means you are in the hat with the League of Ireland sides. Well, Gavin Cullen, who you heard earlier talking about Finn Harps, is the manager of Coghill Celtic. And he feels the prospect of big team opposition in the next round is certainly a big incentive.
It's a great carrot on the stick, and it's a great way, it's a great caveat to go into the new season then over the summer of having that fixture look forward. Over the last few years, last summer we went to UCD in this round and the second round, and before that we had Longford and Limerick and Cork Hall. So they're great fixtures for the club, and look, long may they last at getting these opportunities against these teams. So, again, St Mochta's going to be a really tough nut to crack, but hopefully by the end of the day on Saturday, we're on that hat, you know.
And kickoff tomorrow at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds is 12:30. I'll be at that game for Highland Radio Saturday Sport, and we'll have a full-time report and reaction. Well, cross-channel, Burnley conceal an automatic return to the Premier League tonight following Luton's goalless draw with Millwall. The Championship leaders will go up with 7 games to spare if they beat Middlesbrough later. That game has an 8 o'clock start. In Gaelic games, tomorrow sees the Airgrid Ulster Football Under-20 Championship semi-final at Owen Beg between Derry and Donegal. A rule change has led to the game being brought forward, and there has to be a certain period of time between games to allow any senior players prepare for the championship. Well, this has been disruptive for both teams, and Derry-based GAA journalist Michael McMullen, speaking on the Score programme, also feels that having home advantage could be a factor in determining the outcome.
Definitely a factor. They train there. You know, the lads will have played club championship games there. There's no hiding that fact. Definitely an advantage for Derry, and you know, it's a home venue, you know, and it's probably worth a point or two to them, I'd imagine.
And staying with Gaelic games, Mayo manager Kevin McStay has made one change to his team for Sunday's Connacht Championship quarter-final against Roscommon. Donnacha McHugh is named to start at cornerback in place of Sam Callanan. Here in Donegal, 4 games on in the Spring Hurling League this evening. In the All-County League in Football, Division 1A, Niveconnell and Killy Beggs is at 6:30, and the Division 1B game between those sides should be underway as we speak. There's Division 3 action between Nave Columbkill and Nave Porrick of Lifford at 6:45. In rugby, Leinster host Leicester tonight in the quarterfinals of the Heineken Champions Cup. Johnny Sexton and Josh Van de Flair are both out of the game due to injury. Kickoff is 8 o'clock. And John Cooney and Jacob Stockdale have signed new 2-year deals with Ulster. In boxing, Derry boxer Connor the Kid Coyle will defend his NABA middleweight title against Fernando Esquiel Farias on Saturday, April the 29th at the Hilton Carillon in St. Petersburg in Florida. And in snooker, Dubliner Ken Doherty leads England's Hamid Maya 3-2 in their World Championship qualifier in Sheffield. The first to 10 will progress to the next round. In cricket, Ireland's one-off test match with Bangladesh has ended in defeat. The hosts won by 7 wickets in Mirpur. And in greyhound racing, the first Friday night meeting at the reopened Lifford Greyhound Stadium takes place this evening. And the first race there is at 7:45. Just a reminder, tomorrow on Saturday Sport, we'll have reaction from the League of Ireland games this evening. There's that FAI Cup clash, Coghill Celtic and St Mochta's. We'll also have coverage from the Ulster Under-20 Championship final at semi-final at Owen Beg, Donegal and Derry, as well as keeping an eye on things including the Ballyliffin Coastal Challenge and in motorsport, the Circuit of Ireland Rally. That, Jade, is your Good Friday sport.
Thanks, Chris. Fine. Finally looking to weather dry today with spells of hazy sunshine, highest temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees and mostly moderate south to southeast winds. Tonight will continue dry with some clear spells, lowest temperatures of 2 to 5 degrees and again light winds. Your headlines this evening once more. Around 10% of property owners have failed to pay the local property tax. Revenue have sent about 150,000 letters to people for non-compliance with this tax. Drone delivery could be commonplace in Ireland within years, according to the CEO of Manna. The drone delivery company has been delivering takeaways in North County Dublin for the past number of months. The National Children's Hospital is facing potential delays due to shortage of accommodation in the area. Construction of the project is due to be completed by the end of March next year. That's all from the news desk this hour. Over to Colm Ferter with your weeklies and Nuked.
Shamer Mahasa Colm Ferter and Shal in the Priest Guilty. Ta Ferbrichi Exivana the Hudge Kuig Gale Skull Erfud Natura Gale Skull Nakaramaistri of Baladun and Nals and Arav Leve a Hossiha Fogri Okoki Shahan Guru Ebrihti Stoppiha Mergal Ervedu or Costasi Nahebra Tan Kuig Skull of We a Fatrunukt and Arish a Fatrunukta August Durchin Ard Rooney Kivi Nohara Goro Luharer Fuin scale. Hannig she consolus and chart and chug will chance on nachme commission yers changa ur capi het goji jeru and tauri are allied, jiri and ear commission yer Ronan O'Donnell as a churumi emifiora, taharik sul gogar her tus, leshen froshes, and commission yer ur ure a arku rev jarin and misa, agus visha barti het gome and fast a fogarhe emi anner. Ta fela ur eg chart goji electric kennen and fakal bio en an yant har kelluru erengeliga marhanga hawart an naskin go smart la coulter agus fein onanus nanini ta emakti go lior barti hi dan ele ejer fahanya gatanya ejer lana agus lia komortish ag cardlana agus okaji coulterha harter electric kennen eg toshert eren kuigala de mi valtanya The gach olas eg linra lecher kennen bunk ie. August ta foluntus offagi plana la changa fulgur ha egin dien rukomai. Ta denya alurig aku la nask a kahu leshen pobl. Marin la barta an flana changa a kar konken a lecher kennen. The gach olas erin siv komai. Sta kursi ek toshin chart in shahogi neg onad ni padrig dors. Arnaj gargin, gargin pobl. August maknav. Agus cocoracht agus cardiacht na húchráine agus ta sinna liga chart níos ag an anad gach ólas ag anad níomh padraig bunkai í. Sin ma chod se eligolier slán agus bán.
The obituary notices Friday evening, April 7th. The death has taken place of Jane Boyd Sweeney, Cathedral Hill, Raphoe. Remains reposing at the home of Eamon and Mary Sweeney, Greenhill, Letterkenny, from 5 p.m. today. A celebration of Jane's life and cremation will take place in Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan on Easter Sunday, April 9th at 1 p.m. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Samuel Rolston, Drummer Toland, St Johnson. His remains will repose at his home from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. today. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow at 1:15 p.m. for 2 p.m. funeral service in Ballylennon Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in St Johnson Presbyterian Churchyard. House private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Ballylennon Church, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.